这是
2008年
普通高等学校招生全国统一考试
广东
卷
英语科听力部分。该部分分为听力理解、听取信息两节。注意，做题时先在试卷上作答。录音播完后，请在2分钟内将试卷上的答案转移到客观答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
You look very happy, Robert. You must be pleased about something.
I am. You know how I've always wanted to go to the States. Well, I've got a job there for the summer.
Oh, well done. I've been trying to get a job for the summer holiday too. Last year, I worked in my dad's office, but I didn't enjoy it very much. I'd prefer an outdoor job.
Well, listen to what I did. I answered an advertisement to work in a children's summer camp in America. Had an interview in London, and I've got the job. They're sending me to a camp in the Northwest. I just can't wait.
It sounds great. But what are you going to be doing?
The job title is sports leader. I'll be taking the children swimming and arranging team games for them. Football and things like that, I expect.
I thought you hated football. I've never seen you play.
Well, no, I don't really like it, but I can easily get in some practice before I go.
What else do you think they'll ask you to do?
Oh, outdoor activities like rock climbing and sailing on the lake.
It doesn't sound like your kind of job at all, Robert. I just can't imagine you taking a group of children rock climbing. You can't even swim, either.
Well, I'm going to learn. I've got 3 months.
试音到此结束。现在开始答题。第一节，听力理解。每段播放两遍。各段后有几个小题，各段播放前每小题有5秒钟的阅题时间，请根据各段播放内容及其相关小题，在5秒钟内从题中所给的 A、B、C 项中选出最佳选项，并在答题卡上将该项涂黑。听第一段对话，回答第一至第三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3个小题。
Hi, Jack. I heard that you're back at school now.
Yes, Susan. I just started college after taking 3 years off after high school.
Oh, yeah?
I'm feeling completely out of practice. I don't know how to handle it, because my former classmates are already seniors, and they're graduating this year. And I'm just a first-year student, and I feel kind of at a disadvantage.
Really? Well, I don't know. I kind of did the same thing.I started college right after high school, but I went back after a year. Then, after 2 years, I came back to school again. I actually felt like I appreciated my education more because I was ready for it.
That's a good point. I didn't go on to college after high school because I wasn't ready. I needed a break.
Exactly.
Did it take you a while to remember how to format papers and stuff like that?
Yeah.And I was an English major, so I had to do a lot of that. But you catch on quickly, and you just learn. Are you taking a lot of courses? Because if you overload yourself, you know, right away, it can be difficult.
I'm trying to take it slow and ease back into it.
Hi, Jack. I heard that you're back at school now.
Yes, Susan. I just started college after taking 3 years off after high school.
Oh, yeah?
I'm feeling completely out of practice. I don't know how to handle it, because my former classmates are already seniors, and they're graduating this year, and I'm just a first-year student, and I feel kind of at a disadvantage.
Really? Well, I don't know. I kind of did the same thing. I started college right after high school, but I went back after a year. Then, after 2 years, I came back to school again. I actually felt like I appreciated my education more because I was ready for it.
That's a good point. I didn't go on to college after high school because I wasn't ready. I needed a break.
Exactly.
Did it take you a while to remember how to format papers and stuff like that?
Yeah, and I was an English major, so I had to do a lot of that. But you catch on quickly and you just learn. Are you taking a lot of courses? Because if you overload yourself, you know, right away, it can be difficult.
I'm trying to take it slow and ease back into it.
听第二段对话，回答第四至第六三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
So, I was just in San Francisco, and...
Nice!
I know, I love that town. And we went into Chinatown, which... I love Chinatown in San Francisco.
Theirs is the best, you know. Ours is like 2 blocks here.
Absolutely. Yeah, anyhow, Chinese New Year. It changes every year because it's not a set holiday.
Is that right?
It's because every year it's actually... It's based on the different calendars, and I can't speak very specifically on that, but they have an extra month.
The Jewish calendar's kinda like that, too.
Anyhow, back to Chinese New Year. So, do you know what year this year is? It's the year of the pig.
How many different animals do they have?
12. 12 different animals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's really interesting. But do you know what year, what animal you are?
I don't know why I know, but I was born in the year of the rooster.
Oh, yeah? I'm an ox. So, I was just in San Francisco, and...
Nice!
I know, I love that town. And we went into Chinatown, which... I love Chinatown in San Francisco.
Theirs is the best, you know. Ours is like 2 blocks here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyhow, Chinese New Year. It changes every year because it's not a set holiday.
Is that right?
It's because every year it's actually... It's based on the different calendars. And I can't speak very specifically on that, but they have an extra month.
The Jewish calendar's kinda like that too.
Anyhow, back to Chinese New Year. So, do you know what year this year is? It's the year of the pig.
How many different animals do they have?
12. 12 different animals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's really interesting. But do you know what year, what animal you are?
I don't know why I know, but I was born in the year of the rooster.
Oh, yeah? I'm an ox.
Sing第三段独白. 回答第七至第九三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
The marathon is an exciting event in any year, as runners push themselves to extreme limits of their body to complete the over 42-kilometer race. But during the 1968 Mexico City Olympics,
three runners performed such great acts that the race is considered a truly historic event. One of the runners, Abibi Bikila from Ethiopia, was famous for having won the Olympic marathons at the Rome and Tokyo Games. He hoped to win a third in Mexico City. Bikila was running strong as he began the marathon, but a third of the way into the race, he suddenly dropped out. He'd been suffering from a pain in his left leg and could run no more. Mama Waldi, another Ethiopian runner, saw Bikila drop out and immediately poured on the speed, as if he were filling his fallen teammate's shoes. Waldi gave Ethiopia its third marathon victory. But the drama of this marathon did not end when Waldi crossed the finish line. A little more than an hour later, word was passed to the remaining audience that the last runner in the marathon was arriving. Into the stadium came Akwari of Tanzania. His leg was bloody and bandaged. Moving with pain at every step, he pressed on and finally got past the finish line. The crowd cheered as if this last runner had been the winner. The marathon is an exciting event in any year, as runners push themselves to extreme limits of their body to complete the over 42-kilometer race. But during the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, three runners performed such great acts that the race is considered a truly historic event. One of the runners, Abibi Bikila from Ethiopia, was famous for having won the Olympic marathons at the Rome and Tokyo Games. He hoped to win a third in Mexico City. Bikila was running strong as he began the marathon, but a third of the way into the race, he suddenly dropped out. He'd been suffering from a pain in his left leg and could run no more. Mama Waldi, another Ethiopian runner, saw Bikila drop out and immediately poured on the speed, as if he were filling his fallen teammate's shoes. Waldi gave Ethiopia its third marathon victory. But the drama of this marathon did not end when Waldi crossed the finish line. A little more than an hour later, word was passed to the remaining audience that the last runner in the marathon was arriving. Into the stadium came Akwari of Tanzania. His leg was bloody and bandaged. Moving with pain at every step, he pressed on and finally got past the finish line. The crowd cheered as if this last runner had been the winner.
听第四段对话，回答第10至第12三个小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Hey, Lucy, I have a question I'd like to ask you.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, don't laugh, but I met this really nice woman through an online music group. I need some advice. You see, Claudia...
Okay, so it's Claudia, eh?
Yeah. She invited me to spend 2 weeks in Germany. She's planning on introducing me to her parents. What should you do when you greet someone for the first time in Germany?
Well, it depends upon your relationship with the person. Now, speaking of your girlfriend, Claudia...
Hey, I didn't say she was my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Now, if you're meeting someone for the first time, like Claudia's parents, you should make sure you arrive on time.
Okay, so arrive on time. What about common greetings?
Well, Germans often shake hands, and they use the person's family name, unless they're really close friends.
Okay, what about with Claudia?
You can call her Claudia, shake hands. And why don't you take her some flowers?
Hey, Lucy, I have a question I'd like to ask you.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, don't laugh, but I met this really nice woman through an online music group. I need some advice. You see, Claudia...
Okay, so it's Claudia, eh?
Yeah. She invited me to spend 2 weeks in Germany.
She's planning on introducing me to her parents. What should you do when you greet someone for the first time in Germany?
Well, it depends upon your relationship with the person. Now, speaking of your girlfriend, Claudia...
Hey, I didn't say she was my girlfriend.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, if you're meeting someone for the first time, like Claudia's parents, you should make sure you arrive on time.
Okay, so arrive on time. What about common greetings?
Well, Germans often shake hands, and they use the person's family name, unless they're really close friends.
Okay, what about with Claudia?
You can call her Claudia, shake hands, and why don't you take her some flowers?
听第五段独白，回答第十三至第十五三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Rainforests are the lungs of the planet, storing vast quantities of carbon dioxide and producing a significant amount of the world's oxygen. Rainforests have their own perfect system for guaranteeing their own survival. The tall trees make a cover of branches and leaves which protect themselves, smaller plants, and the forest animals from heavy rain, dry heat, and strong winds. Amazingly,The trees grow in such a way that their leaves and branches, although close together, never actually touch those of another tree. Scientists think this is a deliberate method to prevent the spread of any tree diseases and make life more difficult for leaf-eating insects. To survive in the forest, animals must climb from tree to tree. The ground floor of the forest is not all covered with leaves and bushes.But is where leaves turn into food for the trees and other forest life. They are not called rainforests for nothing. Rainforests can produce 75% of their own rain. At least 80 inches of rain a year is normal, and in some areas there may be as much as 430 inches of rain annually. This is real rain. In just 2 hours, streams can rise 10 to 20 feet.Rainforests are the lungs of the planet, storing vast quantities of carbon dioxide and producing a significant amount of the world's oxygen. Rainforests have their own perfect system for guaranteeing their own survival. The tall trees make a cover of branches and leaves which protect themselves, smaller plants, and the forest animals from heavy rain, dry heat, and strong winds. Amazingly,The trees grow in such a way that their leaves and branches, although close together, never actually touch those of another tree. Scientists think this is a deliberate method to prevent the spread of any tree diseases and make life more difficult for leaf-eating insects. To survive in the forest, animals must climb from tree to tree. The ground floor of the forest is not all covered with leaves and bushes.But is where leaves turn into food for the trees and other forest life. They are not called rainforests for nothing. Rainforests can produce 75% of their own rain. At least 80 inches of rain a year is normal, and in some areas there may be as much as 430 inches of rain annually. This is real rain. In just 2 hours, streams can rise 10 to 20 feet.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听取信息。 听下面一段对话。请根据题目要求，从所听到的内容中获取必要的信息。填入答题卡标号为16至20的空格中。听录音前，你将有10秒钟的阅题时间。录音读两遍，你将有60秒钟的作答时间。
Hello?
Hello. Is that 882-1199?
It is. Jane speaking.
I'd like to speak to the secretary of the Readers' Club.
Yes, speaking.
Hello. My name is Dennis. I'm interested in joining the Readers' Club, and I'd like some more information. Would you mind telling me how much it costs to join?
Membership fee. For an adult, it's £2.50. For a year, of course.
What sort of events do you have?
Well, there's the club evenings, for instance, once a month, usually Wednesdays, from 8 till about 10.
And where do you hold them?
The location. It's usually the Beach Hotel. Do you know it?
Yes, I think I do. Do you have any other interest groups? I kind of like the computer thing.
There you are, then. The club's got a computer group that practices every Friday afternoon.
What's the procedure? If I decide to join the group, how do I go about it?
You can write to the chairman. His name's Hosegood. H-O-S-E, and then Good.
Yes?
Initial P. Address 3 Play Hills Road, Appleton.
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Hello?
Hello. Is that 882-1199?
It is. Jane speaking.
I'd like to speak to the secretary of the Readers' Club.
Yes, speaking.
Hello. My name is Dennis. I'm interested in joining the Readers' Club, and I'd like some more information. Would you mind telling me how much it costs to join?
Membership fee. For an adult, it's £2.50. For a year, of course.
What sort of events do you have?
Well, there's the club evenings, for instance, once a month, usually Wednesdays, from 8 till about 10.
And where do you hold them?
The location. It's usually the Beach Hotel. Do you know it?
Yes, I think I do. Do you have any other interest groups? I kind of like the computer thing.
There you are, then. The club's got a computer group that practices every Friday afternoon.
What's the procedure? If I decide to join the group, how do I go about it?
You can write to the chairman. His name's Hosegood. H-O-S-E, and then Good.
Yes?
Initial P. Address 3 Play Hills Road, Appleton.
Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间，将听力部分的答案转移到客观答题卡上。